Learning the laws of Netilas Yadayim, the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Mishomer, that those who say, She'im Enu Ochel El Pochos Mikabea, Yitol Yadav V'lo Yivarech, that if a person eats a minimal amount of bread, that they should still wash, however, they should not recite a bracha. Mishnah Berurah discusses this. And it says, the reason, Mishum Del Inyan Tuma, as we said before, the reason why, one of the reasons why we wash before we eat is because of Tuma, specifically making Truma Tame. Pachos Mikabeya Einu Mikabel Tuma Midaraisa. According to the Torah-bound law, something which is less than a beya, the size of a volume of an egg, which we'll discuss some of these measurements in a second, cannot make something tame. And therefore, you cannot make it tame. And therefore, if you're eating something so small, your hands, even if they are tame, are not going to make them make the food tame anyway. So there's really no need to have to wash for something so small. There's some that say, the gam al natila lo gozru, that when it comes to washing, we're not going to make a gezer, we're not going to require you to wash. Oh, after it's possible the other way, it says, Kivan, since the inin birchas hamazon chashiv achila, since when it comes to the requirement of having to bench, even if you did not eat the amount of a beya, nonetheless one should bench. To hakaimulon, after all, we do hold the mavarich in berachas hamazon al kazayas, that a person should already bench in the event that they ate the amount of kazayas. And that's defined over here as a different of opinions, exactly how much is an olive size. So he says in the art scroll, there are several opinions regarding the modern equivalent of this Talmudic measurement. They range from 1 to 1 4/5 fluid ounces. Certainly is not a whole lot of food, but nonetheless, that would be enough for one to have to bench. And therefore, since a person would have to bench, as long as they ate that minimal amount, chashiva gamu inyan netilas yadayim, therefore, that also would be enough to require a person to wash. V'lepol kachomim betekanta. And even though it's not something which a person can make tameh, we follow the rule of v'lepol, that the chachomim do not make a distinction. And therefore, they say no matter what, in all instances, a person is about to eat bread, should always wash. Therefore, you should wash. But because there's this issue, there's a suffix, whether or not you should be washing, it's necessary, therefore you don't say a bracha. Then the next halacha in the Mechaber says, Im ochel pachos mikazayas. So he said that, we just quoted the Mishnah Berurah, that in order to bench, you should have eaten the minimal amount of a kazayas to fulfill the pasuk, v'chalta v'savata, to be satiated. So what happens if a person is planning on eating less than a kazayas? Yesh mi she'omer she'ein tzarech netila. There are those, says the Mechaber, say it's not necessary for you to wash at all. So if you take a tiny little piece of bread, and that's all you're planning on eating, the way that the Mechaber writes it, it sounds like that you do not have to wash. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. He says, the reason why less than a kazayas is the zevul chashivi achila afu inin birchas hamazon. As we said, that's not considered a sufficient form of eating to have to bench, and therefore many opinions, many poskim, feel that you do not have to wash. And here are some of them. Hini ataz posuk kein, wadina de inserach netilo, this taz feels this way, as well as the bach, and the Gra, and the Birke Yosef. All these different opinions say that a person who eats such a small amount, as we stipulated already, less than a kazayas, then you would not have to wash. However, we do not postulate like this. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the words of the Lechem Chamudos, the Magen Avraham, Eliyahu Rabbah, as well as other Achronim, He say the af bepachos mekazayis dinu kepachos mekabeya, that it doesn't make a difference even if you're eating such a small amount. Nonetheless, v'yitul yadav v'loyavarech, a person should still wash their hands, not make a bracha. And therefore, this is how he concludes. He says v'alkein l'chadchila nochon l'hachmir mezeh. Therefore, l'chadchila, this is a better way of following, that even if a person's eating the smallest amount of bread, they should at least wash. But then again, the question is whether they should say the bracha.